Physics of the Human Body. These are podcasts from the University of Utah's Department of Physics and Astronomy.
Hi, it's Richard Ingebretson. We want to talk today about feet and the arches in our feet and what happens when we get foot pain and how we can correct that. The pain in our feet a lot of time begins with the arches in our feet. So let's just immediately talk about a case of a lady, a 38-year-old, in fact, a female is getting ready to run the Boston Marathon. She runs 10 to 15 miles a day. And if you don't run and think that that's a lot, that's quite a bit of running to do. And that can cause a lot of problems in people's knees and in their feet, especially if the shoes aren't are good. So as the Boston Marathon drew near, she continued with her training, but her knees began to hurt and swell quite a bit. The soles of her feet were hurting really badly as well. 1 week before the race, she went to see her physician for the pain and swelling. The physician examined her knees and feet and found minor swelling of the knees with a lot of tenderness on the knees and in the soles of her feet near the heel. On the physical exam, all three arches in her feet were what they call flat, meaning that instead of being arch-shaped, they were down flat. And this is something that everyone should look at. We'll talk about arches and how arches work as they dissipate forces. But in order for feet to work, you have to have good arches and you have to be able to move those forces correctly, and shoes can help. But so the physician asked to see her running shoes. She went to the car and got them. He studied the shoes and found out that they were over 5 years old. And she'd been running on them for 5 years. They had no support in them at all. She had run thousands of miles on those shoes over those 5 years. The physician gave her the diagnosis of what they call impact arthritis in her knees, and a common condition in people's feet. If people's feet hurt, it's plantar fasciitis. This is a real common term that we a common disease that we see, especially in people whose feet aren't working. It is caused by flat arches almost exclusively. So she was told that she needed to purchase new running shoes with really good arch support. And then that day, and they, a lot of the running stores can then look and see what your feet look like and which shoes will give you the best support. And so she began using those shoes on that day. And she had almost immediate results, actually. With the proper support, her arthritis, what they call the impact arthritis in her knees, resolved very quickly. Her foot pain went away, and she actually was end up being able to run in the Boston Marathon, and which is really quite a feat for her, the fact that she had been in so much pain. So from a medical perspective, it's challenging to assess foot pain just because of the complexity and multiplicity of the joints within the feet. You don't need to memorize this, of course, but there's 28 bones in each feet, which is nearly 1/4 of all the bones of the entire body. There are 30 joints and about 100 muscles, ligaments, and tendons down there. And that makes the feet very flexible so that they can adapt to uneven surfaces. But it becomes complicated when there is an injury. The first part of our foot is the forefoot. And the forefoot is the spot where you have the toes and the phalanges, they're called. The first metatarsal bone plays an essential role during propulsion. It's a common bone to injure in backcountry medicine, but it's also common to injure when you're hiking. The toe function is to grip, clamping the feet to the walking surface. It's the one thing it does. It arches forward and grabs on. They give the foot the final propulsion as the foot takes a step. The big toe carries most of the body weight with each step. When you stand, no weight of your body, the forces of your body are on your heels. But when you walk, almost all of the weight of the body goes on your big toe. So, because you lift one leg and then go to the other. So the big toe and all the toes, but the big toe in particular are necessary for balance. And, of course, in propulsion. And so that's kind of an important thing to understand. The other thing I just mentioned is the midfoot is the section where you have the irregular bones in the feet, but that's where you make up the arches, is in what we call the midfoot. The arches of the foot play a very key role in weight bearing, stability, and in energy conservation. They're like springs, and so when we walk, they compress and they store energy. Were it not for that, we'd clop like a horse. But humans run and sprint and jump and bounce and walk because they're able to store energy. And in the hind foot, there are really only two bones: the talus and the calcaneus. These are the biggest bones, and when you stand, all your weight is on the calcaneus. And when you walk, it all goes to the big toe. So you stand on your heels and walk on your big toes. It's kind of a way to think about it. So when you think about the arches, then if you go back to the midfoot, the arches are like any arch. You put a load. Think of a door that is curved, or an arch in an old European cathedral where you can see the arches come down. Or think of Southern Utah, a delicate arch. Or any arches in the world, all arches are formed the same way. They dissipate these forces. At the top of the arch, they're almost horizontal. And then at the bottom of the arch, they're almost completely, most of the weight then is distributed vertically and exactly horizontally as those vector forces move outwards. And in that way, an arch is able to support itself. Arches in our body, we have them in our feet, but we also have arches in our pelvis. Think of our pelvis, it's an upside down arch. It's more like a cantilever. And the bottom of our rib cage is also an arch. Holding up gravity is what forms arches naturally. And gravity is what makes us form our arches in our feet. So those forces, which are completely, when you push down on the top of our arch, those arches then immediately become horizontal and then arch down to where they're pressing down on our feet. At the bottom of our feet is a very long ligament, and it is called these ligaments that connect these bones are often called fascia, and the bottom of our foot is called the plantar fascia. So this one runs from the front of our foot all the way to the calcaneus in the back, and that is what pushes the middle foot up to create one of our big arches. So that plantar fascia provides the strength for walking, and it also assists with balance. It's normally tight to elevate that big, large transverse arch that is in our feet. So there's actually three arches. There's that medial longitudinal arch. There's a transverse arch, which is the front of our foot that is perpendicular to the others. And then there's the what we call the longitudinal arch on the outside of our foot. So these three arches are designed to keep our foot with a nice arch in it. They're designed to create and act like springs. They definitely aid in propulsion, and they store a lot of energy. And as I said, if you didn't have arches, then like horses, you clop, and you humans can outrun a horse. We can't go faster than a horse, but we can outrun a horse because we're able to store energy. So these arches bear the weight of the body, and they absorb all of that locomotion. So the foot's flexibility is conferred by those arches. Remember, an arch is the force pushes down on the top of an arch and then immediately dissipates those forces around the arch to where the arches are pressing on vertically on either side. So the energy sparing properties are of central importance to the foot's mechanical function. The metabolic energy that is saved due to the passive elastic work otherwise would have to be done by active muscles, and we just wouldn't be able to run. We wouldn't be able to run very far. You could run a short distance, but those arches, it's kind of like the spokes in a bike that actually help us store energy when we hit a rock. So a person that has a low longitudinal arch stands and walks with their feet in a pronated position where the foot everts outward. And the forces are directed more horizontally along the plantar fascia, stretching and tearing it. This is causing inflammation. So people who have a flat arch get a lot of heel pain, arch pain, and what we call plantar fasciitis. And back at the calcaneus where it gets inflamed, that will attract calcium and bone spurs will grow along there. So flat arches are very, very, very painful. And their feet pronates in, which causes problems up in the knees, because if you pronate, you then turn your foot inwards, the knee will then ultimately then turn outwards. And that will cause uneven loading in the knee with the forces in the knee. And then that can cause knee pain and iliotibial band pain. And that's other issues. If your arch is too high, you get forces on the front and back of those arches, causing pain at the heel and in the front, and another kind of arch. So shoes are designed to help with that elasticity and help with that arch support. Each activity has its own specific way of creating support for the arch. Running shoes are designed for straight ahead and forward motion. Basketball and tennis shoes are side-to-side motion. Hiking shoes have stiff bottoms so that they grab onto the rocks. Climbing shoes are bent incredibly with toes pointed tight so that the shoe can clamp onto the wall with the foot. Well, one thing that you can do is, whether you have new shoes or whether you have old shoes, is to get very good arch support. Because if you dissipate the forces so they're more horizontally at the bottom of the arch, you stretch the plantar fascia. And if they're too vertical at the bottom of the arch, then you get pain and bone spurs on either end of the arch. So having a proper arch and distributing those forces properly becomes important. So you can buy arch support. And when you buy new shoes, you should get those inserts out. And a lot of times they're absolutely ridiculously horrible. And even if they're not horrible, they're probably bad. Some are best good, but if you're having foot pain, you need to get good arch support. And arch support is a lot cheaper than purchasing new shoes. If people really need new shoes but can't afford them, then you can get some really nice arch support in there. Again, higher arches put the forces become more vertical and cause foot pain as the forces push down on either side of the arch. And if the arch is too flat, it makes the forces more horizontal, stretching the plantar fascia. Either way, you get plantar fasciitis, and arch support is the key. So if you're not sure about it, you can watch YouTube videos or other videos online, or you can go to a running store. A lot of times they'll be able to tell you what your arch support is and whether you pronate or supinate, and help correct the problems of your feet so that forces are distributed a little bit better. And that becomes an absolutely key thing in understanding how the arches work in the feet. So that's a key thing. And if you ever are getting foot pain, look at your shoes and make sure that they're relatively new. If you're a runner, you shouldn't go more than 500 miles or 15 kilometers in a shoe. And you should, at the very least, replace the arch support in there so that you have the proper arches and those forces are being distributed accurately around around your feet. Well, anyway, this ends the discussion on arches and our feet. And as always, we thank you for listening.